Bob, why on earth were you sitting down on New Malden High Street this morning?
Many of us were sitting down all over the country to protest because we believe our government is doing enough. They're talking about targets and the targets aren't enough, and they have given us no plans as how they're going to get us down to net zero.
What specifically are you worried about, Bob?
Well, my banner said, I'm terrified of climate change because it might lead to London-wide flooding. I looked this up on NASA the other day, and they say there's a significant probability that there could be a 3-metre sea level rise by 2050.
And so what is it specifically that, you know, you think's not being done? There are, there are targets for becoming carbon neutral, lots of targets as well for getting rid of petrol cars and bringing in electric cars. So specifically what are you worried about?
Well, I think there's two things. There's a reliance on technological change instead of behaviour change as well. The government would like to think that everybody can carry on driving cars like they do now and flying planes like they do now. But, of course, that's an electrically difficult thing for them. But the other thing we need is system change. We cannot go on growing our economy. It's incompatible with living on a finite world. And climate change is just one symptom of many about the distorting effect that our human global civilization is having on the biosphere. We've got to change our system substantially.
And why did you think sitting down on New Malden High Street was a good way of, getting your message across?
It just gets more people into the question. I saw some children coming along and they were looking at my sign. And they must have been saying to their mum and dad, do you think London really will flood? And they'll be going, looking up on Wikipedia and where else, and they'll be seeing the NASA report. And they'll be thinking, perhaps it is serious. Perhaps we should do something better.
And, there was a lady protesting in front of Surbiton Station, Alicia Escobar. She's been arrested. Why weren't you arrested? Did you have any confrontations with the authorities or the police?
I felt that I'd done enough by sitting in the street for half an hour.
Okay, so you actually got up and left when you were asked, did you?
Yes.
And Bob, tell me a bit about you. Where do you live? Are you local? Have you lived here in Southwest London? You know, what bit about your history? Because we're Southwest London and North Surrey. So what's your connection to the area?
Yeah, I've lived in Southwest London since 2001 in Chiswick, in Kingston, and now on the Kingston side of Hampton.
And, what do you think is going to happen if we don't address these problems quickly?
I think there's a number of geophysical things that can happen. Sea level rise, rapid loss of methane from the north, the frozen north, the permaculture. There's all sorts of things that could flip the climate. The Gulf Stream could flip and stop warming Britain. But all of those are the geophysical effects. But what will the effects be on humanity? Perhaps we will see enormous migrations of people like we've never seen before.
Great. And tell me a bit more about the reactions you received when you were, in the street. What were the drivers saying? What were the passers-by saying? What kind of reaction did you get from the people of New Malden?
Yeah, it was very, 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 very varied. Quite a lot of passers-by came by and gave me the thumbs up, took a picture of me, offered me drinks. One driver came and pleaded with me. I've got a three-year-old baby in the car and she's screaming, can I get past? So I got up and let her go through. Several drivers were, one driver came towards me a bit aggressively, but then stopped and then reversed and went round the other way. I had a couple of angry people coming and talking to me, but the anger didn't last. I'm a relatively, passive and non-aggressive person. We got into a conversation. I was asking them questions. One of them told me that I should instead become a Christian and she would pray for me. But I beg to differ. Lots of people gave me the thumbs up or did silent clapping. And people around me were saying what was really interesting was that it was starting all sorts of conversations of pedestrians on the street. People who are in favour of the demonstrations, people who are concerned about climate change, people who were thinking we shouldn't be doing such actions. So that can't be bad either.
Was that the point, just to get more people talking about it?
It is, yes.
I mean, you succeeded. I called you.
Sign up for globalassembly.org. It's a wonderful global-wide people's assembly that's going to happen in November.